From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump says a summit with North Korea's leader will go ahead on June 12th in Singapore. Trump met with North Korean envoy Kim Jong-chul for nearly 2 hours on Friday. Afterwards, the president told reporters he thinks the summit will be the beginning of a process.
It'll be a beginning, I don't say, and I've never said it happens in one meeting. You're talking about years of hostility, years of problems, years of really hatred between so many different nations. But I think you're going to have a very positive result in the end, not from one meeting.
The president said he thinks the United States will have an ongoing relationship with North Korea and the process will start June 12th. Trump made the announcement just a week after he had canceled the summit. The North Korean official delivered a letter to the president from the North Korean leader. Kim Jong-chul was the highest-level North Korean official to hold talks at the White House in 18 years. President Trump also responded to criticism over new tariffs imposed on U.S. allies. Trump said the U.S. trade deficit with Europe was unfair and he wanted fair trade. The president also said that he might prefer to end the North American Free Trade Agreement, which the United States is renegotiating with Canada and Mexico in favor of two bilateral agreements with its neighbors.
It's been a lousy deal for the United States from day one. We lose a lot of money with Canada, and we lose a fortune with Mexico. And it's not going to happen like that anymore.
The president's statements came after the United States announced new tariffs on steel and aluminum products from the EU, Canada, and Mexico. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States vetoed Friday a Kuwait-drafted UN Security Council resolution that condemned Israel's use of force against Palestinian civilians. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley criticized the resolution as a grossly one-sided view that failed to blame Hamas for recent violence.
The resolution offered by Kuwait represents a grossly one-sided view of what has taken place in Gaza in recent weeks. Anyone who cares about the peace process should vote against it.
Out of the Council's 15 members, 10 voted in favor of the resolution, including France. Only the United States voted against it. There were 4 abstentions, including Britain. A second U.S.-drafted resolution that blamed Hamas for the recent violence and upheld Israel's right to defend itself failed to attract any other country's support when it was put to a vote in the 15-member Council. The World Health Organization has expanded its Ebola vaccination campaign in the Democratic Republic of Congo to include high-risk people in 3 areas. Since the start of the vaccination campaign in May, the WHO says 682 people have been vaccinated, 500 of them in Bandaka, a city of more than 1 million people. The campaign recently was expanded to include Bikoro, where Ebola was first discovered on May 8th, and the Iboko Health Zone, which is the most remote of the 3 areas. The latest WHO figures show 37 confirmed cases and 13 probable cases of Ebola in the DRC. Changes atop 2 European nations on Friday. Socialist Pedro Sanchez took over as Spain's prime minister after outgoing leader Mariano Rajoy lost a parliamentary confidence vote that was triggered by a long-running corruption trial involving members of his center-right party. Meanwhile, after 3 months of political deadlock, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, a political novice, and his ministers were sworn in to take over Italy's government. The U.S. economy added an unexpected 223,000 jobs in May, and unemployment dropped to its lowest level in nearly 20 years. The Labor Department report says unemployment's rate was to 3.8%, its lowest level since 2000. The report shows that the nearly 9-year-old economic expansion, the second longest on record, remains on track and may even be gaining steam. That news sent stock prices higher on Wall Street. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.